With all that is going on in the world lately, it's very hard not to be a little concerned. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look at what has transpired in just the last few months. On July 13th, during the presidential rally, a shocking event unfolded that left the nation in disbelief. An attempt on the president's life was made, threatening to throw the United States into chaos. If he had not turned at that exact second, President Trump's life would have ended horribly, and all the people watching the event live would have forever been scarred. But that's not all. Just when you think the Biden administration is trucking right along smoothly, the craziest thing happened. As most of you know by now, a shocking announcement came from the White House as President Joe Biden has decided to step down from the upcoming election, but continue on as President of the United States. In a surprising move, the president decided to write his resignation on a plain sheet of paper rather than the paper adorned with a presidential seal. Many have speculated about the reason behind this, and they question if he really had the decision, or maybe there was some deeper meaning that he may have passed. However, sources close to the president have stated that his decision was made to symbolize a transition of power and a shift in leadership. President Biden expressed his confidence in Vice President Kamala Harris, urging her to run for president in his place with all his votes and all the funds that were gathered for his run for the presidency. But as they say, that's not all. The U.S. economy fell. On Friday, August the 2nd, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the U.S. economy had added only 114,000 jobs in July. Although that's not at all but a bad thing, but very unhealthy otherwise. The stock market crashed. So people will often say that they don't want to do anything about politics, but I'm here to tell you that politics has something to do with you. Politics plays a very big part in our everyday life. It's difficult not to be affected by it. The purpose of this message is to ask, what does God expect for us living in a world devoid of His laws and statutes? The title of this message is Dealing with Those in Authority. Dealing with Those in Authority. So please turn with me to Romans 13, and we're going to read the first 7 verses. Romans 13. I'm going to read to you from the New King James Version. Verse 1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good, but if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenge to execute wrath on whom? on him who practices evil. Therefore you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but for also conscience' sake. Verse 6. For because of this you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due. Taxes to whom taxes are due. Customs to whom customs. Fear to whom fear. And honor to whom honor. This passage discusses the Christian ethic of honoring authority, regardless if they're actually following God's laws. One would hope that they do, since most of our laws are based on the Ten Commandments. It states that God establishes all authority, or at least allows those people to be in authority, and rebelling against those would be rebelling against God. So, Mr. Gonzalez, do you mean to tell me that God allowed Mr. Trump to become the president? Well, yes, he did. Did God have anything to do with saving President Trump's life during the assassination attempt? Again, I say yes. God also allowed Mr. Joseph Biden to become our current president. No matter what your political leanings are, God allowed these men to have the highest office in the land, and we should show honor to the office. Now, some of you may know that I had some time in the political arena within the city of Big Sandy. As a community leader, I strived to do what God wanted me to do by following his laws and commandments the best that I could. However, some there did just the opposite. There were those in political office that were there for themselves and for their friends. They had little regard for others while serving themselves during their terms. Many conveniently forgot that many in the Old Testament also held political office in the Bible. Abraham, Moses, Saul, and King David, just to name a few. Now, not all political people are in it for themselves. They do righteous acts and help those in need. During my stint as city councilman, I met several men that were very, very good men. But I'm going to touch on one from the Bible, Joseph. And we see in Genesis 37 through Genesis 41, the story of Joseph. It shows us that he was not only respectful, but served his masters to the best of his ability. He strived to keep God's laws and showed everyone that met him that righteous living was better. He, while in prison for something he did not do, worked to better the lives of all that were around him in prison. So turn with me to Genesis 39, and we're going to read verses 20 through 23. Genesis 39, verse 20. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Verse 22. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Joseph's righteous living paid off for not only him, for all the other people that were within his region. So let's jump forward to Genesis 41 and we'll pick it up in verse 37. Genesis 41. Verse 37. This is where Joseph just finishing interpreting the dreams for Pharaoh. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all the servants. And the Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Verse 39. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all of this, there is no one as discerning or wise as you, and you shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all land of Egypt." Verse 42. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in his garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had him ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried out before him, "Bow the knee, bow the knee." So he set over him all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without your consent no man may lift his hand or foot in the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, and his wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. So Joseph went out all over the land of Egypt. So brethren, we won't all become kings and get into high political office during this lifetime like Joseph did. But it is clear to me that following God and his statutes and living God's way makes us a good example for all people. We must show respect to whomever gets an office, regardless of whether we like them or not. We are also instructed to pay taxes, follow the laws, and be a light in the community. We must be an example to all those around us and never waver on being respectful to those, even if they don't share our values. For my closing scripture, I would like to go to Hebrews 13, verse 17. Hebrews 13, verse 17. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls, as they who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. I have merely scratched the surface on how God's chosen people should deal with those in authority. Whether they, those that are in authority, know it or not, God allowed these people to be put in office, and they are held accountable for everything they do for us and against us. In the same way, we are held responsible in how we treat others, especially those in authority.